My name is Claire Moran Murphy, and I'm from Dublin, but I live in Galway on the west coast of Ireland.
And tell us about what you're doing here, Claire.
I'm here for two reasons. I'm here for the Connecting Voices, which is all about bringing storytellers together from England, Ireland, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales, for us all to talk about storytelling, where it is, where it's been, where it's going, and then also as part of the St. Patrick's Day and to celebrate storytelling.
Okay, and tell me about the event that's going to be happening here tonight at 7 o'clock.
Tonight is Across the Water, so we're having storyteller Audrey is coming. I think she's from Northern Ireland. I haven't yet met her. John and Noreen Hamilton, who were living here in Scotland for 30 years and have just moved back to Northern Ireland. I believe there is a musician. And myself. And we'll be telling all kinds of Irish and maybe some Scottish tales as well. We've done it in a cafe style, so you'll all be sitting around comfortably at tables and whatnot. And we'll be dancing on the water and tearing up the sky to entertain you.
And are there a lot of storytelling traditions that are shared between Scotland and Ireland?
Yeah, well, we'd both descend from the Bardic tradition. In Ireland, it wouldn't have been called Bardic. It would be the Filly, which is the Irish for poet. But both Ireland and Scotland have a huge love of words. And so we come from that long line of people who would craft their words. And that would be a position of honour, whether it was the Shanachie, which was the lore gatherer, the Scaly, or the storyteller, or the Filly, the poet. So I think both Ireland and Scotland have those traditions.
And you said that there's this love of words shared by both countries. Mm. Why do you think that is? Where does that come from?
I think each country is given something inherent in it. Now, some countries have a love of food, you know, some countries have a love of art. But here in Wales and Scotland and Ireland, I think there's a love for the spoken word, for wit, for a turn of phrase, and to be able to paint something with your words, to be able to hold a conversation, like the art of conversation, is so valued in our cultures, because you have to be able to entertain. I mean, there's a story about the first satire that was ever created, and there was a king, he was half Formorian, half Tuatha Dé in Ireland. His name was Bres, and he was terribly handsome, and he had everyone beguiled by his handsomeness. But he was cruel and he was inhospitable, so when people came to stay with him, he wouldn't feast them in the normal way. He gave a poet, Carber, who came to his house, bread and water, and he put him in the smallest room, which was a great insult. This was a poet, this was one of the men who carried the words and the sagas and the epics of the heroes. So as Carber got up the next morning, he was absolutely disgusted with his treatment, and as he marched across outside the palace, he composed the first satire. And his words were so scathing, and he cut down Bres just with his words so powerfully that all the people that heard it began to laugh, and the satire, the poem, spread throughout Ireland. Because of the poem, the king had to step down from his throne. So that, I think, is the power of the words. And we know, like with press, with media, with modern poetry, people can build someone up or tear someone down, and they can make a perfect illusion with their words. And that's what we fell in love with a long time ago, I think.